Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now it's time for music, and Alfie Hudson-Taylor is here in Studio 8. Alfie has recently announced a solo career after splitting from his brother Harry and their previous band, Hudson-Taylor. Together they made four albums and they played support to, among others, Hozier and the Rolling Stones. Well, Alfie has a lot to say about going it alone and about the music industry in general. But first this morning we're going to hear his new single. This is Alfie Hudson-Taylor and Being in Love.
I've roamed and I've rambled all over this world, more than the most of us do. I've been to Japan, to England and France, darling, to name but a few. I've been to parties with millionaires, trying to make sense of the room. Nothing adds up. What makes as much sense as being in love with you.
That's a really sweet song, Alfie. Tell me about writing it and what it means to you.
This song means so much to me. It's kind of exactly how I'm feeling, and it's kind of an attempt to describe the feeling of being in love, which a lot of artists try and do. And yeah, it just means a lot to me. I wrote about my partner, Gabrielle. We've been together for over 10 years.
And she's a great singer in her own right.
She is, yeah, yeah. She's an amazing songwriter, a musician, and yeah, we're happily in love. Yeah.
Is it true that the cover on the single is of your grandparents?
That's true.
Tell me about that. Sweet story.
So my grandfather, he died like 8 years ago, and only last year his house, he had a house in London, and that sold. And I didn't expect to be, but I was made sort of responsible for a lot of the stuff in the house. And when I was doing that, I went through a lot of his, you know, photo albums and all that stuff. And just out popped this beautiful photo of my grandmother and my grandfather away on holiday somewhere, I don't know, in the 50s maybe. And there's a beautiful car there. And it just, the two of them looking at each other in the eyes. And it just looks like love. And as soon as I saw that, I went, that has to be the cover.
Now, Alfie, you and Harry... I interviewed you before. You sang with me about 3 years ago, and you're not the first set of brothers to form a band. You're not the first set of brothers to split up a band.
No.
Tell me what happened to the two of you. What happened to Hudson Taylor?
Well, yeah, we worked together for 12 years, and even from the start, we sort of accidentally fell into doing music. We started uploading videos on YouTube, and then that led us into the industry from there. We moved to London very early on. As an 18-year-old, I was really up for it, as was my brother, and we pursued that dream. We tried to break as artists the UK, America. Then, yeah, went out, made albums, as he said, four albums. And, you know, the music industry, we've now learned firsthand, it's not as lucrative or as glamorous maybe as it appears to be on the outside. So that, and, you know, the way we were managed, the way our schedules, all of that sort of stuff is hard for any working relationship. And then you add the fact that you're family and you have all these other layers behind it. So after 12 years, just kind of decided, well, it's a big, long story. But basically, just in the last 3 months, my situation has changed completely. And I've kind of had the opportunity to release on my own. So it's not in spite of my brother or any of this kind of maybe lazier stereotype that you might have with like Oasis or anything where it's brothers falling out. It's very much the working conditions within the industry that put a lot of pressure on our relationship as brothers, as it would do any working relationship. It just took its toll, and you know, we've decided to split. But no, we're still chatting, and we're working through it. You know,
you're still family.
Yes, that's it. That doesn't change, does it?
No, ever. It'll stay the same. Because I was reading, there was one interesting thing talking about the pressure of the music industry, that when you were riding high, the pair of you at one stage, I think you'd somewhere in the very top of the charts, when you looked in your bank account, you'd about like minus 80.
Yeah, so that was sort of my lowest point in my career, which was also my highest point in my career. So we were in a position where we made this album. It took almost 3 years to make and many different attempts. And we recorded it in America twice and then, you know, didn't get it right the first time. So went again. And that then made a massive bill to pay back for this album. You know, we're talking €300,000, €400,000, which cannot be paid back with the way music is consumed now. when it came to being released, we went all around Ireland, we promoted it, we sold CDs, met everybody who'd bought it, and it went to number one. But yeah, as you said, on the same day, I was so financially broken because I had no money and I'd just been on the road and, you know, my card was bouncing in hotels, all this stuff that happens when you just can't pay for things.
Yeah.
And it was a really confusing time because my dreams have come true. All my friends, people who I know are thinking, Avi, this is great for you. But then the reality is I've got, you know, my phone bill to pay, my Wi-Fi to pay, my all these bills to pay, my rent to pay, and just couldn't do it. I didn't have the money. Yeah, that was kind of my lowest point, and I knew there wasn't really a future in the band. However, contractually, we had to make another album.
And of course, the podcast series you're working on called How to Break an Artist. What's the idea about that?
So that very much plays on the, you know, the term which is used a lot in the music industry. Oh, we're going to break you in America. Mm. You know, breaking, like commercially breaking you.
Yeah.
Now, I've found over the years that the pursuit of that will often lead to breaking you financially, emotionally and physically, because it's a rat race doing that. There's no guarantees in music. You can have the best manager or agent in the world and they cannot guarantee you're going to have a hit. And a hit is what will pay back that 400,000. That's kind of how it all worked out, basically. And you know, I'm free from it. And the podcast was a way for me to try and prevent this from happening to anybody else, because really I feel like if I had the knowledge at 18 years old as to what I was actually signing and what the adult implications of that deal would mean for me, I don't think I would have signed it. In my experience working in music now, 12, 13 years, it is the hardest time to survive in music.
And is that, Alfie, I mean, is it because the model's broke? Is it because of all the streaming? And does it help when people like Taylor Swift at least come out and talk about stuff like this?
It absolutely does. And one thing I found is all artists are feeling this at all levels. There's a lot of things that can be done. The streaming model is one. You know, we get paid 0.00003 cent per stream. And then I have, like, say, over 15 million streams on one of my songs, but I've not made anything from it because it's paying back that debt. And then just the cost of live music. People always think, oh, there's lots of money in live music, but not until you're at arena level, really. Then there's a bit of money to be made. So there's lots of things going on in music, and also lots that can change to help the artists. And there are some positive things happening as well.
Where do you live these days, by the way?
I'm between Ireland and the UK, in Somerset. Myself and my partner, we were sort of in like London and Brighton for a while, and her family are from the southwest of England, and it's lovely there.
It's beautiful.
It's really cider country, and the Glastonbury Festival is there. So it's really nice, really, really nice.
And you still like Dublin, okay?
I love Dublin. It's so great to be back. Just to be in this building, like with my band, and then even as a kid, I was in here, in and out of this building for the last 14 years of my life. And it's very nostalgic for me coming back in here. And I love that it hasn't changed that much.
No, exactly the same.
Yeah.
But look, it's lovely to see you again, Alfie. Delighted to hear things are going so well. You're going to sing another song for us.
I am indeed.
But I'm going to mention some of your upcoming gigs. You're going to be in Dolan's in Limerick on April the 17th, Crown Live in Wexford on April the 18th, and the Workman's Club here in Dublin on April the 21st. And people can find out about your gigs and your songs on at Alfie Hud Tay on socials. Alfie Hudson Taylor, thanks so much for coming in today. It was lovely to see you again.
Thanks for being in. Lovely to see you as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And this is Plastic Song.
Here's a plastic song. You can use it once.